That's a classic bebop tune played by the Tall and Small group. It was Tad Dameron's tune called Hot House, and Tall and Small is Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, Linda Small on trombone, with Danny Kolke piano, Paul Gabrielson bass, Greg Williamson at the drums, from the CD And Now We're Here. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Next, we're going to be listening to some music by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. This comes from their most recent concert. The band is playing again next Saturday night, a performance which will take place at Benaroya Hall, which will also be streamed, and featuring Christian McBride, bass player and soloist and composer with the band. Right now, this is music from the previous concert, including an up-tempo swinger and a couple of ballads. First one is The Swinger. This is an original composition by Bill Anthony, but written in the style of the swing bands of the 40s. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing this original composition, Swinging on an Algorithm.
Thank you. That's Swinging on an Algorithm by Bill Anthony. And Adam Kessler is back there on the drums. You can just barely see him in that dark corner. But I know that those of you who heard him just now are madly cheering at home. That was Alex Dugdale on the baritone saxophone. And Bill Anthony once again on trombone. Michael Van Beber on the trumpet in the back row. And Sidney Hauser here on the alto saxophone. Milo Peterson on the guitar. And our bassist this evening playing us for the first time, I believe, this week is the great Chuck Dierdorf on string bass, the double bass. Now we will move on to a piece that our alto saxophonist Sidney Hauser has written for the band. We'll get to hear some from Sidney as a soloist as well. And I think you also had Milo Peterson playing some on this as well. Sidney's going to tell us a little bit about the piece that she wrote for us.
Well, this is my own arrangement of a popular song composed by Errol Garner called Misty, and it's my first time arranging a chart for five saxophones and a rhythm section, so many hours swearing at Sibelius, which is a music notation program. So this is my take on Misty.
Thank you.
Sydney Hauser, the arranger, alto saxophone soloist. Sydney, we want lots more writing out of you in the years to come. And here is Jacqueline Tabor, and she's going to sing to you a Harold Arlen composition titled, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues.
I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain man in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. Oh, I got a right to sing the blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to sit inside, down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
Ha!
I've got a right, oh, I've got a right. I've got a human right. I've got a mother's right to sing the blues. The blues.
Ooh. We've been listening to music from the May 9th concert of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. We heard three selections. First was an original by Bill Anthony, the trombonist, called Swingin' on an Algorithm. And the second piece was Errol Garner's tune Misty, as arranged by Sidney Houser for five saxes, guitar, bass, and drums. Nice work. Sidney Houser, the alto saxophone soloist there as well. And lastly, Jacqueline Tabor in I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing their next concert next week with Christian McBride as soloist on bass with the SRJO and as composer of a newly commissioned work to be performed by the orchestra at Benaroya Hall. It'll be live streamed in concert on Saturday, June 19th for the SRJO. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto is playing tonight in Yakima at the Seasons. They'll be performing live in person with a limited audience and live streaming as well. Live and virtual jazz performances also include Jeff Ferguson's Triangular Jazz Tet playing every Sunday evening at the Alley on California Avenue in West Seattle. The Tuesday night jams have returned to the Owl and Thistle on Post Alley in the Pioneer Square area of Seattle. Jazz Alley has reopened. Naji is playing through tonight. Pearl Django plays next Tuesday and Wednesday. The B-Sharp Music Society will present Tracy Knopp and David Deacon Joyner at the Spar Tavern in Tacoma on Wednesday night starting at 6, and Friday and Saturday nights at Boxley's in North Bend, streaming on Jazz Clubs Northwest. Dan Kramlich, Chris Simer, and Max Holmberg play next Friday night. And Brian Kirk plays Vibes with his quartet on Saturday night. Earshot will present Greta Matassa Trio next Friday, the 18th, live-streamed from the Royal Room at 7:30. Coming up, some music with Richard Cole on tenor saxophone. But first, here's a solo piece by Jovino Santos Neto, whose quinteto is playing tonight in Yakima at the Seasons. This is a solo performance which was recorded for the Savassi Festival in Brazil, recorded on a Fazoli piano and Pianos Northwest in Bellevue, recorded by Martin Buff. This is Jovino's original composition titled G Massino. A beautiful tune written years ago by Bobby Troup and Leah Worth. It's called The Meaning of the Blues. Played here by Richard Cole on tenor sax from his album Intermission. Bill Anschel was the pianist, Chuck Dierdorff bass, Matt Jorgensen at the drums. Jovino Santos Neto, heard before that in his composition titled Jimacinho, and that's from his performance for the Savassi Festival in Brazil. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. We'll hear from Vancouver singer Karen Plato coming up next, and a more recent arrival to this area, Francesco Crosara, the pianist. Here's Karen Plato, first of all, getting her groove on and music from her album, This Could Be the One. a beautiful song by Tommy Wolfe and Fran Landesman called Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Played here by Francesco Crosara, solo piano. This recording from his Chicago days when he was working in that area. He's now a resident in the Seattle area. And as a matter of fact, played a gig for Earshot on Friday night, part of the Royal Room series. Hope you were able to catch that. Karen Plato was the singer before that, as well as composer, arranger for her album This Could Be the One, and we heard Karen Plato singing a tune with a groove called Life is a Beautiful Game. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Jim Wilkie with you here. We have just time enough for one more short one to finish out today's show. And this is a group that's going to be playing at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday night, Pearl Django. And this is an original composition by David Lang, who plays accordion here. You'll hear Michael Gray on violin, Rick Lepnin bass, and the two guitars are Neil Anderson and Tim Lurch. This is called Night of the Dolphin.
Thank you.
That's Pearl Django and music from what is, I believe, their most recent recording with Friends Like These. It was a tune by the accordion player and recording engineer David Lang. That tune is titled Night of the Dolphin. David Lang on accordion and Michael Gray on violin. The principal voices there with Rick Leppinen on bass and guitars by Neil Anderson and Tim Lurch. They'll be playing Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley in Seattle. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. You're listening to KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedral Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.